Hello, Capricorn, and welcome to your 2015 birthday reading. My name is Eric Francis. First of all, thank you for your patience as you waded through my concluding work on Cosmophilia. You belong here, a very long project that took a while, and I'm careful how much I pump out of the well, so I thought it would be best to get caught up on some other things and do this work for you when I am feeling rested and have something to say. So again, thank you. I appreciate your patience. So where to begin? I guess there's never too much to say about Pluto in your birth sign, which is really the thing about this year and the thing about this whole era of your life. And for some of you with sensitive degrees in Capricorn, there is a peak of Pluto in Capricorn energy, but also we are at the end of the seven exact contacts of the Uranus-Pluto square that has been going on for a while. So that represents a kind of a turning point. And I want to talk a bit about how this aspect, you know, works for you and what it's doing and what the special opportunity of this time in your life is. And then regarding Pluto and Uranus, and then from there I've got a diversity of other subjects to cover, including one of the distinctive things about 2015 and 16 and 17, which is that your ruling planet Saturn has ingressed Sagittarius, which is a sensitive zone in your chart. Being the sign right before yours is often one of the most sensitive signs in any astrological chart, and because it is your planet Saturn, there's extra emphasis there. And all these different experiences are part of the same reality, the same gestalt, which is you, your life, and everything that you're going through. And as I read off the different seemingly separate facets, you can think of them as being like regions of experience, or you might even think of them as a viewpoint that you can adopt temporarily and be able to see and experience certain things from that viewpoint, and then I'll go on to the next one, and you know, some will speak to you and point out an opportunity. So the thing about Capricorn charts right now is that you are picking up on very specific quality of the time in which we live. And when one of the major players, such as Pluto, is making large moves in society, when it is in effect symbolic of or of its own reshaping society, and then when that process of reshaping involves you personally, because it's Capricorn, and that's either your rising sign or your sun sign or perhaps your moon sign, maybe a combination, that process of society takes up home in your life. And at the same time, you take up life in that process of change in the culture. So there's a mutual exchange of energy, and this can have the feeling of your time to participate, to contribute in a new way has arrived. And that new way can be something that you've been thinking about for a very long time and now is coming to fruition. It is as if it is being activated. And the common quality that your particular chart and your experience of life has in common with the wider world around you is that of standing on ground that is moving, shifting ground. And this would be less of a consideration were the sign involved not the very sign of stability itself, Capricorn. And so we have the planet that represents some of the most profound changes that a person or a culture or an organization can go through, combined with a region of consciousness, Capricorn, that strives for continuity and for stability. In many ways, Capricorn is one of the most retro signs of the zodiac. There's a couple of them, and some can go either way, and Capricorn has its special way of going either way. But the two most retro signs really are Taurus and Capricorn. If you want to have fun going antique shopping, I always say bring a Capricorn with you because they'll know what everything is for. They'll recognize some object that nobody else recognizes. If you have some old handwriting that you can't read, hand it to a Capricorn, and they may look at it and just be able to read it because there is that strong sense of the ways in which the past is still a factor. The past is still with us and alive, and we kind of stand on the ground of the past. But now that ground is changing. It is shifting. Pluto is coming through like this unstoppable force. And everything that you previously took for granted is, by one means or another, coming up for profound reevaluation. Now, what this does is that it activates another quality of Capricorn, one of the very best, which is the revolutionary quality of Capricorn. One thing I've noticed is that many of the most successful and ardent revolutionaries have strong Capricorn in their chart, or at least strong Saturn, the ruling planet of Capricorn. And this makes sense, that to really change something, it is necessary to know what you are changing. And so the idea that Capricorn is at once the sign of history, including things like mountain ranges, and that it's also the sign that is the necessary ingredient in true change is not a contradiction at all, but rather it is an extension of the process of what you might think of as the living tradition. And Pluto is saying that it is now time to participate in the living tradition, the willingness to personally take part in not just change, which is inevitable anyway, but the conscious act of moving society forward, of moving yourself forward, and with it taking your little piece of society and also contributing in some way. Yet, this may be inducing a kind of turbulence or vertigo or like this feeling of like, what, how do I handle this? There is so much change all at once. And here's where your ability to respect and participate in what has happened before, and to know what has happened before can be deeply helpful because you understand that what is happening now is something that does happen and absolutely must happen periodically, or nothing ever goes forward. And if nothing goes forward, nothing improves. But for you, it may feel like you are under this tectonic pressure, like two geological plates pressing against one another, always on the brink of an earthquake, always right before that moment, or seeming like you're surfing on that moment where there is about to be some massive release of energy and where everything can suddenly change. Now, as I've mentioned, this is going on several different time schedules, depending on certain specific features of how Capricorn is expressed in your chart. But we can summarize to say that there is a peak of energy going on right now where this process may seem to be reaching a kind of crescendo, and where you know that you must get with this journey, this collective initiation, or it's hard to say what you might fear happening. And that unspeakable fear of, like, what happens if I can't embrace these changes? What happens if I am not willing? What happens if I don't have what it takes? All these kind of fears, it's difficult to put into words. Let's acknowledge them if they're there. But I also want to remind you that this has been going on long enough that you are something of a pro at this, and that it is very likely that you have faced some really significant challenges over the past 6 or 7 years that have taught you enough to give you the confidence to know that you can handle this whole journey that we're on. And I suggest you collect on the gift of confidence from, in particular, since 2008 going forward, that you give yourself credit for what you have been through, and also do a little bit of before and after contrast and really consider the details of what your life was like, let's say, between 2001 and 2008, and then what your life has been like and the changes you've been through since 2008. There's lots of ways to use the before and after technique to understand the process of growth and the process of change. And astrology can often point to a tipping point, to a reference point in time where you can kind of measure where you've been and what you're doing. And I would propose that 2008 is the first such point, and then the second would be approximately March 2011. And maybe write a chronology down, because time is moving so fast that it is difficult to remember things. I mean, I really used to be fantastic at remembering reference points in my own life and reference points in history in parallel. And as time has accelerated in the impact of the internet, and as history has grown longer and there's more history going on every year and every week, it's getting hard to remember things. And so I suggest that you take the time and really consider each of these years and the main events going back to, let's say, 2001 in your own life. And while you're doing that, I suggest you do something that is not often done, even by a lot of historians or people who are, you know, seek understanding of the world in the events of the world, but look at the parallels between the changes in your life and the major events that the world has been through. For example, a very significant one that impacted everyone, but also especially impacted Capricorn, was the 9/11 incident. And, you know, you witnessed that on some level, and yet at the same time, there was a whole inner story going on that was probably somewhat wrenching in terms of getting you out of the past and making you aware of things that you were not aware of. And if you're careful in making this chronology, you'll see there are very likely to be parallels between what you witnessed in the world and what you went through personally. And the point of doing this and the point of seeing the parallels is that the whole theme of your astrology is that what is seemingly outside, impersonal, distant, or experiencing in your environment is a reflection of and reflected in what is happening in your consciousness, what is happening in your own inner growth process. And one of the themes of this time is you're being called into action. You're being called into participation. And the thing that you would be participating in, seemingly extrinsic to yourself, is the world in some form, in some expression. And now we know that the changes that we are witnessing in the world are increasingly calling for our direct participation. And in particular, with Pluto in your sign, they are calling for your direct participation. And even if you experience this as indirect participation, it is by understanding the changes in the world around you to the extent they can be understood, which is kind of challenging, but at least you can acknowledge what you see and begin to draw some lines of delineation between seemingly outer and seemingly inner, that you will gain an understanding of your role. We all need to do something in life, and you know, clearly you are devoted to supporting yourself, and to support yourself involves taking part in the culture in some way. But whether you work, you know, filing things in an insurance office, or whether you are helping others and in some way helping build society as it moves this boundary, moves this edge, as the human race encounters the necessary changes and the necessary restructuring, you have a part in that. And that's the place where your life will have the meaning that you crave, and where the, you know, these profound shifts in your own inner landscape fully meet and encounter the shifts in the landscape and the world around you. And I believe, and have been working with clients going back many years in preparation for this, what I'm calling the 2012 era, in assisting others in hearing their calling and designing a response to that. And for those who are not quite hearing their calling, giving some basic lines of where you might tune in, where you might focus your attention to understand what you personally are being called to do, besides merely to change, besides merely to grow, besides merely to transform yourself in some way. So we'll see if any kind of images come up. There are some interesting ones, but I promised one listener who had written in and, you know, I was explaining that, you know, I'll be doing this soon and so forth, that I would talk a bit about Pluto conjunct the sun. And everyone in Capricorn is either had recently, having now, or about to have Pluto conjunct the sun. So in any three of those tenses of time, I can give you some idea of what you went through and some idea of what perhaps what you're going through or what you will go through soon. It's also worth remembering that where the sun is in astrology, there are generally many other factors right there. There are many points clustered around the sun. They might be inner planets, they might be the moon, the rising sign, but especially the inner planets, Venus and Mercury, two of the inner planets, stay close to the sun. And so in addition to having Pluto conjunct the sun, you may also be having Pluto conjunct Venus, Pluto conjunct Mercury, or any number of other planets that are going to extend the effect, have it come on a bit earlier, have it last a bit longer than you think it might, and it all amounts to the same thing. But when we're talking about Pluto conjunct the sun in particular, this can really feel like the change or die aspect. And since so much about Capricorn is that harmony with a stable existence, the change or die thing can feel really like quite a shakeup. Though I think the thing to remember where transits to the sun are concerned is that the sun is taking every transit all the time. And so when the sun is taking a transit from Pluto, Pluto conjunct your natal sun, that is something that for sure you are bigger than. It may seem to be pressing you with great intensity and focus and the need to rise to the challenge. But the thing to remember is the sun is vast and it is the center of the solar system, and the sun is taking every transit all the time. And so the most important thing to do, in my opinion, is to maintain your sense of scale, to remind yourself all the time that you are bigger than the changes and the challenges that you are going through. And that as the thing that is bigger, as the thing that is stronger, as the thing that is more influential, and in fact, Pluto would not even be orbiting the sun were it not held in place by the sun's gravity. I mean, this is a thing that's distinctive about all transits to the sun, but especially something so distant and potent and small as Pluto, it is entirely in the grasp of the sun. It's as if the sun is guiding it through its course and actually asking it what to do, and it's as if Pluto is handing a key to the sun to unlock the ability that you have to express yourself in some way that is plutonic, that is connected to the process of change, that is connected to the process of ferment and the expression of something entirely new out of that kind of decay process where some old form gives its energy into some new form, and yet there is new life in that new form. It is very much, a kind of a fertilization, but it's a very active. It's almost like compost, where it's, when a compost pile is really going, that can be 200 or 300 degrees inside a pile of organic matter, and that organic matter becomes the most fertile, healthful soil to grow the next generation of crops, the next generation of food that will nourish you. And this is very much what your life is about right now. And yet what is being unlocked is something that is always there for you, is always present. And yet, at the same time, Capricorn can have a way of containing the power of the sun, of keeping it in a structured form where the sun very much wants to take its own form. It wants to express itself. And the thing that Pluto is doing is burning through parts of the previous structure. And then imagine a bright ray of sunlight comes out, and then Pluto burns another ray in through the Capricorn structure. Ah, and once again, the sun pushes out the fire that's always there. And then that happens again and again and again. And as this happens, you start to unfold yourself. You start to feel inwardly the release of the heat and the light and the passion and the potential and the creative power and the pure energy that you contain, that solar expressive energy that you contain more boldly every time there's this new opening burn through the structure. Space is cleared out, and the expressiveness that you have, that you possess, that you are, has more room to do its work, more room to spread out and to be itself. There really is an element of freedom here. There is an element of release from the past. And knowing just a little bit about human psychology, it's easy to imagine a scenario wherein you might or might be tempted to cling to the past in some way, to hold back, to resist the changes, to not want to directly participate in whatever those changes might be. They might be the ways in which you interrelate with the technology that is going so far to change the world so profoundly in so few years. Nothing like this has ever happened. So your relationship to technology is a very important piece of this. And you may be tempted to cling to older technologies because they're more familiar or they seem more dependable, or you just don't trust the process of change. And that resistance is something to check as a potential point of conflict in your life. Are you struggling against an impulse competing with Pluto, which is, of course, ridiculous because nothing can stop Pluto, but I could see where you might be attempting to hold on to some vestige. Now, if you are doing that, I would say you may have the right idea. And the right idea, similar to clinging to a vestige of the past, is rather honoring the things about the past that are worth preserving. Whatever traditions that might be, whatever tools or techniques or understanding, including an understanding of history itself. And so if there's any thing in your life that you are in this kind of push and pull with, where you feel like you're being dragged into the future in some way or forced to change in some way, and you're wanting to hold back and not do that, it would be wise, instead of burning energy, to understand the history of what it is that you're dealing with, what it is that got you there. And the theme of our lives right now is not only a confrontation with technology on the surface level, all the gadgets I'm looking at on my desk, this in some ways typical desk, in some ways a little bit souped up desk, all of this equipment that we are now surrounded by all the time, that is the surface layer. Using that is got to be like riding a bicycle in Holland. You want to get around, you got to learn how to ride a bike. That's the surface level. But the deeper level is encountering, understanding, appreciating the ways in which the technology is shaping consciousness and shaping all of society, melting and re-sculpting consciousness and society as it happens. That includes thought patterns. It includes human interrelational patterns, all manner of definitions of friend, lover, husband, wife, boss, employee, coworker. All of this is being reshuffled. And there have been several times in history where this reshuffling happened with similar intensity, but never, ever like it is happening now. And so the transformational drive of Pluto in your sign is really kind of a supplement to help you stay in sync with change and to recognize that what you are going through is only a very small subset of what the world is going through in a much greater way, and that there is this very specific set of points where you can meet these great changes with the changes going on inside yourself and find your way into the thing or several things that you know are the right thing to do, the right thing for you to be doing, the thing that you've been preparing for, the thing that you've been looking forward to. Did you expect it to arrive now amidst so much churning chaos in the world around you? A world in which it seems like nothing stays the same even for one day, where there's no place to just basically chill out and rest and feel time going by in its more normal pace, say the flow of a river moving slowly rather than this churn of rapids that we seem to be riding all the time. You have the ability to harmonize yourself with the passage of time through the process of change. And resistance to change is going to make the change feel faster and less gentle. And figuring out the ways in which you can move with this flow of energy and recognize that you are going through long overdue internal shifts. And the flow of your astrology is very much in the inward direction right now. And actually find some peace of mind with the way the world is now. I mean, there's really no changing this very rapidly moving glacier that is coming through and seeming to tear up everything in its path. But you can learn to ride that glacier, that fast-moving glacier, as it is, and to find that place of equilibrium within yourself where suddenly it may not feel like there's so much that's so out of control at all, but rather you know that you are in step and you feel, I think, most significantly that you have a role, you have a purpose. And from what I've seen in doing the counseling that I've done and watching the world and political organizing and many other things, is that one of the things that most dependably blocks one's contact with one's sense of purpose is somehow struggling with a belief that that purpose is real. And under this amazing onslaught of cosmic energy, of conditioning forces, of internal growth, of enforced changes, of so many things, I would offer you a little space here to acknowledge that you do have a role in this, a role that is meaningful, a role that sets you free from so many things in the past that just were not you. And that given the positions of these planets and how far they've come in how much time recently, and in particular the rapid acceleration of the past 3 years, that you have come a lot further than you think. And the most significant thing that you can do is orient yourself on understanding the changes you've gone through, understanding what you've learned, collecting what you've learned and looking at it, understanding it for what it is, and then taking the additional step of committing to and actively using what you know. All right, let's take a halftime break, actually kind of a third time. I'm going to do one more section of astrology. wherein I will elaborate this and do my best to give you some examples of where you can look for further ideas and what activities that you can engage in that will help give you viable contact points and talents you can build. And what, you know, if you are a multi-talented person, which is very likely, what to focus on? What is the master talent at this time? And in a world where it's very difficult to see yourself, find yourself, what is the way in which you can express yourself so that you have that sense of coherent presence in your own life, in your own world? Okay. I'll be back in a digital instant.